Greetings, this is James Gillen with As You Wish Talk Radio on the BBS network and the SETI Stargate on all the other networks. You can go to Rumble, VMO, eSETI, Stargate TV, or just about anything, and pass this information on so other people can get the news, because this is one thing I don't really have a lot of fun doing, to be honest with you. I don't really like covering the news, and I'm not going to do it too much longer because I really want to get to the UFO stuff and what's happening there, which we will cover a little bit of that. But basically, you know, there's so many that are blind to what's really going on and participating in their own enslavement and eventual demise. So, you know, it's going to become harder and harder to maintain your center, your health, take care of your families. You know, if you're living in denial, you know, while the whole world around you is basically going to hell. But sometimes they say you got to go through hell to get to heaven. And, you know, everybody goes, I've never seen it this bad before. And it's always been that bad. It's just the curtains are coming down. The veils are coming down. So getting down to basics, you know, there's those who are in service to humanity and the earth, creating heaven on earth, and those who lust for power and wealth at the expense of humanity and the earth. The empowers versus the enslavers, with the gray area in between. So the gray area are those who willingly or in ignorance serve the beast, selling their souls for a few frog skins. And those in the gray area are going to have to make a choice real soon, you know, which will determine their tomorrow. This is an age-old drama going back to the Anunnaki with their turf wars, Atlantis and Lemuria, repeating history. Those who lust for power and wealth at the expense of humanity, the earth, the Atlantean rulers in self-service, misusing technology versus the Lemurians, those in service to the creator in all creation, assisting those less fortunate to reach their highest potential. You know, hopefully we'll not repeat history. You know, last time everybody had to start over as primitives. So it won't be the first nuclear war on this planet. And so we really want to avoid this one. But anyway, the internet is on fire concerning the Trump assassination. So we're told by Q there would be an assassination attempt on Trump. You know, he would be shot, but nothing mentioned after that. So many have been paying attention and we're not surprised. A lot of people started praying after receiving that information. And it looks like we got a little divine intervention there, obviously. So returning the power back to the people obviously is going to get messy, considering how entrenched the deep state is in every faction of society. I'll go more into that later. But in their usual modus operandi, notifying the people ahead of the global elite's criminal acts, Soros' son posted a bullet hole and $47 on X before the assassination attempt. Trump is 47. We all know that. Following the money, some of the most powerful people invested heavily shorting Trump's assets. Top investors invested 12 million put options through APW that would have made billions if Trump, you know, was assassinated. Members of APW are BlackRock, Vanguard, Meta, George Bush, and Cheney families. There's more, but these same people also just shorted the airlines in the recent global computer crash traced back to CrowdStrike. So the same CrowdStrike, a Ukrainian company that refused to allow the FBI access to the supposed Russian hacked computers, shifting the blame to Russia for hacking the DNC. The DNC hack was an inside job by a patriot, Seth Rich, who was murdered for his efforts to shed light on the corruption in the DNC. So, do you know there are conditions to Julian Assange's release and that he does not speak about the Clinton corruption? So I think that's interesting. You know, this began a long Russia demonization and fake Clinton-sponsored steel dossier, several other Trump hoaxes that led to treasonous acts by moral and integrity-challenged Democrats and rhinos, you know, one impeachment after another. The current lawfare is being funded by the global elite and carried out by the corrupt Biden administration by weaponizing the agencies. So despite what CNN, the CIA, or Clinton News Network are telling you, look behind the curtain on that one. So these same groups are heavily invested in Ukraine, protecting their assets and future investments. And that's the real reason we're sending billions to Ukraine, one of the most corrupt countries on the planet, in the name of saving democracy. So Ukraine is now a dictatorship having nothing to do with democracy. So it's not about saving democracy. So weaponized biolabs, adrenal probe labs, child and sex trafficking are epidemic in Ukraine, according to Russian investigations. The Bidens, as well as other corrupt politicians, have their name all over these nefarious activities. So most have been shut down by Russia, and this is why they can't allow Trump to win. He put a stop to this, and this led to the assassination attempt carried out by these war and disease profiteers, which will stop at nothing to remain in power. So these are some of the crazy things that happened during and after the event. The building next to the shooter's position was the staging area for the local police, with an open window behind the shooter with the right angle for the shot that pierced Trump's ear. Mainstream media is placing the shooter at the far right side of the building, facing the president to match the trajectory of the shot, yet his body was on the left side of the building, the wrong angle for the shot. Police supposedly had officers in both buildings. The shooter had to walk right by them, actually through them, with an assault rifle and a 10-foot ladder, making no sound whatsoever that would alert the police inside, traversing a metal roof. I don't know if any of you guys ever lived in a metal roof house before, but I'm a bird walking on that roof is loud, you know. So I don't know how they miss that. But anyway, apparently he's a master at, you know, these are not the droids you're looking for, mind control. You know, he just like mind wiped the guys, I guess, and walked in. So with all the officers he came in contact with. So he supposedly bought the ladder at Home Depot the same day, according to the receipt. It was a 5-foot ladder, again destroying the narrative. The ladder to access the roof was a 10-foot ladder, and now they're saying there was no ladder. So I don't know. You know, would they come up there and say, "Hey, dude, you screwed up. You need a 10-foot ladder," and then provided one? I mean, this is so insane. It's beyond. You know, when they identified the shooter as through DNA and face recognition, he really didn't have a face, but he had no ID and no prior arrest, so his DNA would probably not be on file, and his face was blown apart by the sniper. So did they glue his face back together and say smile for the camera? You know, or it's this. I mean, I hate to laugh at this, but it's so ridiculous. It's almost laughable, but the audio from the shooting shows the first three muffled shots came from inside the building, most likely from the open window behind and to the right of the shooter, again matching the angle or trajectory of the bullets. The next round of bullets were rapid fired and were most likely the shooter on the roof, not muffled, followed by totally different shots from yet another rifle with a completely different sound signature. So this may have come from the sniper on the tower. And this was not the shots from the government snipers that took out the assassin. Those shots were reported later. So the evidence is pointing to at least three different shooters, with eyewitnesses and video showing the open window behind the identified shooter where the muffled shots most likely came from, and the shooter on the tower. So again, the shooter on the tower was identified by witnesses and video. The tower sniper was not claimed by any agency. So that's a good question. You know, who was this guy? You're not going to hear a lot of these questions. You're just not going to hear. People aren't going to ask. You know, there's just so many holes in this thing if you just watch it with a little critical thinking. Anyway, there's more to that. There's the suspicious woman to the left of Trump was the FBI assistant director, Jeanine Dis. The Giuseppe, I can't even say her last name. It's the weirdest spelling I've ever seen. Anyway, she calmly slinked down with her cell phone right before the bullets started flying, filming the failed assassination. This was really strange behavior, to say the least. You know, when bullets are flying, you don't like turn your phone on and aim it at the president. You're usually asses and elbows out of there, or you're ducking for cover or things. And so it's pretty weird, I have to say. And considering her position, it's even weirder. But anyway, the head of the Secret Service, who allegedly gave the stand down order not to take out the sniper on the roof, left several open doors, line of sight positions unguarded for the attempted assassination. So apparently, she had quite a few calls for a resignation previously, and people are just not happy with their performance. Josh Hawley, is demanding answers due to whistleblowers saying much of the detail involved were not Secret Service, with inferior training, no guard dogs present, and it was a recipe for disaster, whether intentional or by ignorance. So the whole thing was just, I don't know, we'll let the facts speak for themselves. But anyway, Trump's election would put an end to all the corruption and weaponization of the agencies, all executive orders Trump put into place to put an end to pedophilia, child and sex trafficking, which were all rescinded the second day Biden took office. Why? Dig deep, Democrats, for an excuse. The obvious answer is a no-brainer. And I'd love to hear that question asked on mainstream news. I don't hear anybody asking it. How come you rescinded all the orders to mobilize all the agencies together to put an end to child trafficking? I mean, whoa, I'd love to hear the reason for that. Myself, I think it's a pretty obvious reason. That might have to do with sniffing kids. I don't know, but Trump promises to end the wars, ending the billions in profit to the war industries and kickbacks to politicians. He promised to close the borders to criminals, gangs, and the mentally ill, stopping the majority of child and drug and sex trafficking. The Green New Steal and billions going to the corrupt WHO, the CDC, and NATO would also end. The trillions of dollars would remain in America. And so now you have the motive and the players. So basically, if you just common sense will tell you what's going on. Now, this gets even weirder. This guy, Thomas Matthew Crooks, who they say is the shooter, made a video after the assassination attempt saying, "I'm still alive. I hate Trump, and you have the wrong guy." And so obviously, that was quite a prank, or maybe they have the wrong guy. Mark Violet was another name given that as they were identifying the shooter, which seems to not be the right person. And there's a third name that came up, Maxwell Yurick, allegedly is the real shooter used as a patsy. He's the one matching the photo originally used to identify the shooter. So Yurick voted for Hillary Clinton, was an Antifa member where he destroyed other people's property and was responsible for harming police officers. So you're not going to hear this on lamestream media. The real identity of the shooter, we may never know after all the spin and avoidance of the mainstream media and the agencies failing to do any real honest investigation yet. That's not really important. He was just a patsy. So the main focus needs to be on the other shooters. So the alleged shooter, whatever name they want to assign to him, was identified 62 minutes before the shooting using a rangefinder, acting suspiciously, wandering back and forth by the police, So the snipers on the roof assigned to protect Trump had him in their sights for 20 minutes on the roof, pointing a rifle at Trump. So they were given a stand down order from the highest level. They're not saying who gave that. We kind of know who, but obviously if it's the highest level, it's probably the head of the Secret Service. So anyway, attendees saw the sniper and were screaming, for the police for several minutes before one officer eventually climbed up. The shooter aimed his rifle at him and he fell down, So in my opinion, that would have created a several second response by the police to take out the shooter. I don't know what they did after that. There's no story on that. So obviously it didn't occur. So, a simple stun or flash grenade would have solved the problem. Just toss it up on the roof and then go up and find out who he is. That would have saved the police it definitely would have alerted the rest of the staff assigned to protection immediately. So the very moment the shooter was identified, Trump should have been taken off the stage. They had plenty of time to do so. Where was the communication? People yelling "shooter on the roof" for several minutes earlier, all of which would be grounds to take Trump off the stage immediately. And so this was all known before Trump even stepped on the stage. So this is pretty crazy stuff. So videos are also showing, they have time clocks showing where all this happened. So anyway, the videos are also showing another sniper on the water tower that zip line down, being picked up in a black SUV, registered to the Department of Agriculture, leaving the scene in haste, which was interesting. I just saw said police on it and everything, and the license said Department of Agriculture on it. And I just saw that today, which was kind of weird. But anyway, I don't know if that makes any adds to anything. But more reports are coming in from eyewitnesses and audio concerning the multiple shooters. There's also videos showing multiple tears in Trump's suit designed to resist bullets, with some analysis saying he was shot at least two or three times. So I would imagine they probably aren't going to say anything about that because that's part of the protection. But anyway, as Trump was ushered in, the escape vehicle, another officer dressed in camo pointed his rifle at Trump. And it's one of the most ridiculous, idiotic, unprofessional gestures one can make if you want to stay alive, is pointing a loaded rifle at Trump. And I'm watching this whole scene and I'm just going, this is the most idiotic thing I've ever seen. It's just crazy. Something not working. All right. Got a little problem there. We'll fix it. Where was I? Anyway, we're not even going into the ridiculous DEI appointments to the Secret Service of totally unqualified women to protect Trump. He's 6'3". They're not much over 5 feet. One looked dazed and confused. The video shows one can't even holster a pistol. And so, I know there's some badass tall women out there, much more qualified for the job. You might want to hire from some of the local gyms. So, the whole thing. I'm not putting down women. I'm just saying the DEI program is, in some places, it's just not functional. So there's a lot of dirty hands all over this assassination tip, right to the top, including several billionaires who stood to make billions in the demise of Trump. The Democrats, the weaponized agencies, the media are all doing all they can to diminish and distract from the truth. The corporate-owned media actually posted headlines that the president fell down and was ushered off the stage. Nothing else, trying to. I think they're trying to compare it to Biden, where Biden's falling down all the time. So they're going to say, "Yeah, look, he just fell down. Nothing happened." It's unbelievable. Anyway, the last thing I want to say about this is they wounded a lion, and he knows who they are. And 80% of the people do not trust the government or the present administration, according to the latest polls. So no one is buying the spin, the lies, the deceptions. Their excuses for the epic security fail do not add up. And there is obviously pre-knowledge of the attempt, as shown by the investments. So the deep state tried to character assassinate, bankrupt, jail, and Trump, and they tried everything unsuccessfully. So, now next step was trying to make an example of them in the most brutal way, a message to everyone, do not mess with the deep state. So that was their agenda there. But luckily a little divine intervention stepped in and they missed. Well, they didn't miss, but they didn't kill them, basically. So anyway, the excuse for leaving buildings unmonitored was, we just don't put officers on a slope roof or water towers. It's too dangerous. Just does not cut it. The other roofs the snipers were on were sloped at a steeper angle. Any special forces agent would have secured the water tower and the roofs as the most logical places snipers would be. So now they're pushing, according to the insiders, the misidentified sniper was a lone wolf, a Republican, a troubled bully boy with no connections to the Democrat Party, despite his counselor discrediting all of this. So if the real identity of the sniper is who the insiders say he is, he voted for Hillary, joined Antifa, where he destroyed public property during the riots, and he attacked and harmed cops, according to his record. So the perfect patsy, and so my thing is, do they really think the people are that stupid? I guess if you're still watching CNN, they might be right. I don't know, or MSNBC or any of these other main ones. But seriously, a registered Republican wanted to take out Trump. Next, they'll say he was MAGA and part of the Proud Boys. God forbid it was a Democrat. Can't have that. After all, the calls for his assassination, they should change CNN and MSNBC to Grimm's fairy tales, because that's all they're telling right now. But anyway, don't worry. The FBI and the Secret Service will, which have been out to get Trump from day one, are all promising a full investigation, which they will never comment on because it's still under investigation. Translated to, we are sweeping it all under the rug. Congress needs to appoint an unbiased special counsel with the moral integrity to seriously look into this matter. We're going to need somebody of impeccable integrity to take up this matter that can't be bought, basically, and can't be blackmailed or bought. That's the only way we're going to get to the end of this. And this is just in, Alvin the Chipmunk Bragg and Letitia James just filed a new lawsuit against Trump for avoidance of a targeted projectile and obstruction of an assassination attempt. Judge Mercon said, "We can make this happen. Just talk to my daughter." No, I'm just kidding on that one. But that was a meme that came from News That Matters. I have to give him credit for that. But it's, when I saw that, I go, God, these guys think like I do. You know, it's like, gotta give him credit. Anyway, on a lighter side, we're having communication with the ships from several races here to help in the transition. They're telling us when and where their ships will appear, and we have been filming them right on schedule. They're doing the heavy lifting with some of the negative ETs that have been enslaving humanity for over 450,000 years, and they're working along with Space Force, the White Hats. There's a Federation of Worlds that are also working, and there's a major planetary liberation going on. You won't hear about it in the news, so you won't even hear about it in ufology, basically. So anyway, the old draconian system is being dismantled. And again, you will not hear about this in the Disposer movement or the Ancient Alien documentaries, which are a controlled narrative. Ufology is a club funded by the Rockefellers and other satanic Luciferian banksters. They also control Hollywood and the music industry. When was the last feel-good ET movie or song? Nothing since the Carpenters, basically. You know, I've written a screenplay, and we have the real ships and the real experiences and the black helicopters and everything. We have the real footage. We don't need any CGI on this. We have the real footage. And I've gone to all these major producers and everything, and they all dropped it like a hot potato. And so there is a control narrative, and they're not going to allow. You know, if you're authentic and working with the spiritually and technologically advanced off-world visitors, and some of them are our ancient ancestors that are returning, you know, if you're working with Space Force or the White Hats, you're not in the club. And so for those who haven't figured it out yet, we now have a military government, the USA Inc. and the Federal Reserve are toast. The last Chevron case in the Supreme Court just defanged them. And they're operating unlawfully with no authority. So we'll go back to the Constitution with our Bill of Rights and common law, signaling the end of tyranny. And that's where we're going. So Jassara and Nassar is in place. It'll be implemented. Expect the EBS announcement soon. The assassination attempt on Trump was the death knell for the draconian law and global tyranny. So it's all unfolding as we speak, and nothing can stop what is coming. So anyway, that's my little rant before we get going here. And again, you know, I don't want to cover this stuff. You know, I really want to talk about the more spiritual, higher stuff, but we really need to pay attention to what's going on, because, you know, if you're a slave and you're toxic and you can't feed your kids and can't house your kids and things like that, if you're living in denial, that's not spirituality. And so if you do really love and care about people, you're going to start telling the truth out here. So speaking about truth telling, I'm going to bring some guests on the show. And one of the guests is Kathy, and she's doing an herbal medicine retreat. Let's see if we can get you up on the stage. She can talk a little bit about, we're doing this incredible herbal retreat, and I can't think of anybody better than me. She's like a master herbalist, blender, or what? I don't know, what else would you call it? Healer, counselor? Like, she does all the above. But some of the stuff she mixes up is just phenomenal. I know I've been trying a lot of your herbs, and they really work. I mean, it's great. But can you tell a little bit about your show? I mean, not about your show, show. About your workshop.
Show, but that's okay.
Yeah, about your workshop and what's happening. Yeah.
And I love doing it here. What a great group we have this time. Oh my gosh, everybody's just flowing and working with, you know, we put out a lot of information. I mean, you feel like I'm feeling that, a lot of information coming to you. But right now, people are eating it up. And we're eating it up because these are all the things that are in that awakening. Everybody's wanting to have these medicines around and seeing how amazing they are and how they're working. And as you take these back, as each person takes, student takes these back to their home, to whatever, if they have their own business already or starting a business or growing the thing. And up here, y'all are great. It grows, everything grows here. I'm having more fun looking at all these plants that go around. Making medicines from directly from the plants is even more
Yeah.
cool. And especially here, the energy is so wonderful, and the plants are really vibrant and alive. Plants coming out of the earth, fresh out of the earth, a very different vibration. And especially at Ysetti, they're a really high vibration. And then Myra, God bless Myra and Kathy out there cooking. Yeah. Are they hiding out? Where's Myra?
Yeah. Oh, trying to take
Oh,
care of her
you
dog.
think she hides out?
Yeah.
Cooking food, and that's the whole thing right now. For me, it is getting these medicines, knowing what these medicines are. We've seen, no, I don't know all the details about the lights going out and the lights going down. I've been here busy teaching, but who cares? We all know something's happening. But once you have, you know how to make your own medicines. If you can't get to a doctor, you can't get to wherever you think you know, whatever help is not available anymore. You already have everything. And it's all we're doing is remembering. We're not really teaching brand new things. This is who we are. This is who our ancestors are. This is what they've always done and what they passed down to us. So learning these things is like remembering these things. So this group is fun. I'm having a blast working with this group of women. They're amazing, amazing.
Yeah, we've seen the effects of allopathic medicine, and with the that we can't say on the air. But now everybody's like having a big wake up call, saying, you know what, we got to do something else. We got to find a way to get rid of this stuff out of our system and go back to natural methods, because just suppressing the symptom isn't really making the it's not cutting the cake anymore. But the
And the thing is, you know, a lot of what we're talking about here is how do we stay healthy, right? Just taking these are foods. We take them into our bodies and teas and foods and whatever
Yeah.
medicines, and we keep our bodies healthier. So hopefully, even if something, whatever the next surprises they hit us with, our bodies will be healthier to begin with. Our attitude, but even more so our attitude. How are we thinking? Are we staying in fear? Thank God there's somebody like James doing this work. Because if I had to listen to this every day, it'd be really hard. That's I'd be saying a lot more bad words than I already do. But that's why I'm grateful there are people like this that really they go out and they do the ugly work for us. And he still can do it with humor, which is even
Yeah.
better. We've got to laugh, we've got to play. Raising our vibration can be tough at this time, but what are we finding in this class? There's herbs that help us do that too. So
Exactly.
we're taking all our herbs to keep our vibration high, taking all these plants in that keep us alkalized and with all the heavy metals and all. I don't even know what they're raining. Are you guys not getting many? I haven't seen
No,
chemtrails
no,
here.
yeah. All of a sudden, I always told people when the chemtrails stop, we have our government back. And miraculously, they, how long, about a week? 2 weeks. 2 weeks, no chemtrails. So we must have our government back.
Yay.
Sounded like it.
See? And that's the thing. So we and it, to me it's yes, we want to be aware, and I get and I'm grateful for this work that Jane is doing because it gives me the overview. But every day, my job, that's not what I came to do. Every day I came to put those medicines in more people's hands and get it out to more people so that we're laughing and we're playing. And we're remembering who we are and remembering what we came here to do. I didn't come here to do this hard work. I came here to play with. And thank God he's doing it, because then I can go dance with the plants,
Yeah,
right?
I'm waiting for Trump to show up to say you're fired.
Yeah.
I go, please fire me. I don't want to do this anymore. Anyway, I do love the show, and I do love meeting all these people that are all working in the healing and the awakening, and it's one big family. So I do enjoy all that, and The reason I can cover the stuff with loving detachment and not get all caught up in it. And I see some people on their computers going, oh, God, they're banging on their computer. They go, I can't believe it. I want to kill that guy. They're like freaking out. And that's just polluting. That's pollution. You're polluting your environment. You're polluting your mind. Your body's freaking out and everything else. And you should probably go dig up some valerian out there or St. John's Wort or something to help
That's
you out.
that's exactly what you do.
Yeah.
And before I leave this table, I want to say happy birthday.
Oh, thank you.
It feel to be 45?
Yeah, it feels great.
Yeah.
Again.
Me too. Me too.
Somebody asked me how old I am. I said, I'm older than the dirt. I said, I was here before there was dirt. I remember flying by, the earth wasn't even solid yet. So.
I want to thank you guys too. This has been this. I come and work with Myra doing these classes and Kathy, and I get around all these amazing energies. And remember, we get wrapped up in our life and our work, and we're, pushing every day and working hard every day. Then we come up here, and then we go out and see Jessie harvesting her herbs, and Myra and Kathy making beautiful foods out of every taking the earth. It's a whole different energy to work in, and I am very, very grateful. So I thank you so
Yeah.
much for
Oh, thank
having
you.
me. Appreciate
All the
it.
baby deer and the baby turkeys and all the animals are here. They act like dogs here. I mean, I go into the garage and I'm trying to work on something. I turn around, these deer stand there looking at me, and they just lay down and hang out. It's really interesting. But the deer have lost their fear here, and the other mountain animals as well. And you can just hand feed them, if you want. But
And having two, I was able to bring my son and my grandson with me this time. And my grandson, just watching him run around and play and talking to everybody, and he's telling me he's finding all the plants from, well, he's telling me that a lot of these plants are from Earth. But he tells me, he brings them, he said, but this is from Venus. So he said, I found two from Venus and one from Mars,
nice.
but no Uranus.
Okay,
No
not for
Uranus.
friends.
So
That's
thank
good.
you.
I was trying to think of a brown plant, but I can't come up with one. I'll leave that one alone. All right, well,
Okay.
thanks for coming
You
up.
guys have, thank you so much. Love you. Thanks for being at the planet.
Dale, you want to bring Gail up and then Myra? Put her in the hot seat.
Yeah.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
Yeah, you just finished a workshop here not too long ago. What was the name of the work? I forgot.
Multidimensional heart.
Yeah, the you're talking about frequency and healing through consciousness, and you have a device to use too that measures your different frequencies. It's some great, really good class, really heart-centered class. I know a lot of people got a lot out of it.
It was a lot of
And
fun.
but she's another kind of a local here, basically. She does a lot of workshops and classes here. But I'd love to hear, I mean, you've been here and you've seen a lot of the shifts and
Yeah,
have you seen Bigfoot while you're here? I'm not sure if you saw Bigfoot
I heard it last night.
last
Well,
night.
it's the second I heard him last month when I was up here too. It was
Yeah.
kind of fun
Last
because
night, I mean, I don't know how many
it
witnesses saw Bigfoot last night. I mean,
lot. Several. Yeah, heard or heard, I think.
several people, and
Yeah.
last night I'm laying in bed and I hear this boom, 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 and I'm going, what the hell is that? I mean, I thought an elephant was running through my backyard, and then up the stairs, boom, 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 like this, and then I hear him on the front stairs too. I'm going, holy crap, what is this? And I'm going to grab my gun. And then I got this impulse, like, what if it's Bigfoot? You just blew it, you just so I put it back, and I said, okay, I need to and so I waited for a while and I go, tuned in, I go, is that you? Is that you guys like that? And I got a big hit, intense energy exchange. And
Yeah.
then I just fell asleep. I was really tired. I just fell asleep, and everybody goes, why don't you take pictures? And I said, because I don't want to. I don't care about proving Bigfoot
Yeah.
exists. I don't want to be famous. And most of them they just want to be left alone, So I honor that. And if people want to have their own experience here, if you're in the right consciousness and you have an open mind, loving heart, and pure intent, and you put that intent out there, they'll pick it up. And if you're on the right frequency or you have the right intent, they'll show themselves and say hi if they're in the area. Sometimes they're not in the area, but we do have pictures of their footprints and casts and everything else. And one guy has a size 11 foot. I'm thinking his shoe's about this big, the track's about this big, and they're really far apart, you know. So he was tracking it. And as he was tracking it, he was looking at the size of these tracks and said, you know what? If I run into this thing, I'm out in the middle of nowhere by myself. I do run into this thing, what am I going to do? And he backed up and got his car. And they'll vibe you out. They'll send a vibe, say, get out of here. And you go, well, okay. So, but lots of, but I know you've seen a lot of the ships and the,
Oh, yeah. I
there's
mean,
so many.
Friday night, there was quite a bit of activity. There was, I think it was like two or three of the ships were chasing one of the surveillance planes,
Oh
right?
yeah.
Yeah, that was a...
I got that on film
Oh,
actually.
cool. Yeah.
Yeah, the surveillance plane's coming in, and all of a sudden the ship's coming in from under it, and two come down right
Right.
on top of it.
Yeah.
So I think it's so funny that you're not going to hear any of that from pilots. If an airliner pilot talks about it, it goes on his psychological profile. So he's problem there, and but now some pilots are starting to talk about it.
They are. And I think some of the military pilots are talking about it also.
They have to. There's so many up there right now. We're filming fleets of ships up there.
Yeah.
How can you miss that? And there are military planes flying right through the middle of them. They're being buzzed from below and the top. And
Well, if I'm there's several of us in here who are old enough to remember a band named the Foo Fighters. I don't know if you know where that term came from, but this is what the pilots, the military, the Air Force pilots were turned called the small UFOs that would flit all around the plane. And so that's where the name came from, was the Foo, they called them the Foo Fighters. So I was that's but
They messed up their navigation and their radio and everything else because they had really a high energy around them. So
And I think it was kind of fun last night. This has happened several times when I've been here, but there will be a flash of light. Looks like a light bulb going off, and they're saying hi, and it's just cool. And then with the mountain lighting up and all of that. But last night was funny because I woke up, I heard, I'm like, who's on the roof? And it's like, okay. And so then it was like somebody was just being kind of clumsy and dropping stuff. Of course, this is like, midnight or one or something like that. And I know when I was here last month, I got up, probably I had to go to the bathroom, and I was walking through and I hear this kind of a whoosh, it was a kind of a chuffing sound, and I'm like, not a dog. Right? And it's just it makes you feel good. It's the energy here, the beings here, the spirits here. I think one of the biggest messages I got this morning when I was out early, because I'm an early riser, and there was a deer and two fawns, and the two fawns were bouncing all over and chasing each other, and they're making me laugh. And I think this is the biggest thing right now, is we've all got to find things to laugh about, because laughter is very contagious. It's a very high frequency, and it's just plain physics, folks, because when we all start laughing, we're adding to that collective, that vibration. And that's what we've all got to get through right now. And I think it's important that we do whatever we can to keep our frequency high. And sometimes it's going to mean, change your attitude about something, right?
I just posted a fart video on Truth Central. I mean, Truth, was it Truth, the
Social,
Truth
Truth
Social
Social.
and Telegram, just because everybody's getting way too serious and freaking out, I'm sitting there on YouTube and it comes on and I'm watching this thing and I'm just laughing so hard. This guy, I can't remember his name. I had his name on here. He's a great big guy, and he's got a little tattoo on his leg, and he has this fart machine. He goes by people and does his little dances and things, and it's just hilarious. It is so funny. that I'm just like busting up loud. And I go, you know what? I need to post this because I don't care what other people think. I'm not running for office, you know. So I don't care what other people think of me. So I go, you know, we really need this right now. We need to just start laughing for no reason, you know. So I'm sure I'm going to get the hate things or whatever. But
Well, and I was going to tell you one other funny thing. This is again, you start kind of paying attention to what are the messages,
yeah.
to like stop, take a breath. So
Unless
I
the partner. I'm sorry.
left my room last night to, I think it was head over to dinner, and I had my reading glasses just sitting with my book. Okay, so I come back afterwards, I'm like, where's my glasses? And I'm, you start questioning yourself. I'm like, no, I specifically left them there, and they were gone. They're like,
Yeah,
I can't find them anywhere.
the
So,
borrowers.
right, exactly, the
Yeah.
borrowers. So then I came back, and they were back. They were in a different place, but they were back. And I think the message is start watching for the little subtle things that are trying to get your attention.
The glitches, yeah, all
Right.
the glitches going on in the system.
Right. Yeah. And I have to say, this has been a super fun workshop. Kathy is a really bright light. All of us know that. And I mean, she's a gifted natural teacher. She's a natural healer. And I feel so fortunate to have been able to take your class. And the stuff that I'm learning, I mean, as a nurse, I'm like, oh God, this is my new direction, for ways to work with people, because our systems are falling apart, and we've all got to look at, new ways to start to help to take care of each other, and ourselves. So anyway, it's been wonderful. I'm
Awesome.
glad we still have another day.
All right. All
Okay.
right. Thanks
Well,
for
thank you.
sorry, Craig. Thank you. Okay, Meyer, come on up. Wow.
For the record, I said I'd come up if nobody else would. But I'm here.
For the record, I lied when I said okay.
All right, well then we're done.
No.
Well, I just want to echo what Kathy and James and Gail had said, that it's been such a great weekend, and thank you so much, James, for allowing us to have the workshop. And it just really gathers these amazing people that come here, and just to see the group's energy and how it builds and builds, and it's so fabulous. So thank you all for being here from the bottom of my heart. And Kathy, you know how much I love you. So
And
thank
Meyer and Kathy have been providing all the food and putting all these incredible recipes together and cooking with a lot of the herbs. And when you made that ice cream strawberry, what was
you.
that?
Yeah, it was a strawberry ice cream, but
What was the herbs that they're spearmint?
It was strawberries that Jesse harvested from here. So we're doing farm to table,
Yeah.
and I put a peppermint in.
Peppermint. Okay, yeah.
Yeah. And
Yeah,
it
that
was
was
actually,
great.
the base was cottage cheese, so it was a high protein, low sugar ice cream, and organic, light brown sugar. So yeah, James has a self-mastery class coming up on Lionsgate weekend.
Oh yeah, that's
So
gonna
I
be fun.
recommend you sign up for catering.
Exactly. And then also too, you're kind of co-teaching the class or helping with the class, and she's mixing herbs and putting all the incredible.
I get to do the fun, creative part of showing people how to make the medicine. It really is simple,
Yeah.
and then how you can build from there, and just to let your creative mind work and create some beautiful product and medicine for yourself, for your family, your neighbors, and yeah, so that's wonderful. And then you had also, I saw a ship, so 2 nights
Oh
ago.
yeah.
And I wasn't alone, so I have a witness.
Yeah.
Because I do have bad eyesight. But we were sitting around the fire pit, and it came from the left over the field.
Was
But we
that
were at the
last
fire.
night?
Was it last night? It was the night before.
Night
Yeah,
before,
the
yeah.
night before. It was about 11 o'clock. It was way past my bedtime, but I was preparing for the next day. And it was bright, and it was a V shape. But it had like sparks coming off the side, energy white coming off the sides, and also the tail part, and it was bright. And then I was like, we were talking about, it's like, that's not an airplane, you know. That'd be the and usually I'm the one that goes, oh, there's a ship, and you're like, no, it's an airplane. I'm like, oh, there's a ship, no, it's an airplane. And so now I really know what airplanes look like. And it was so beautiful, and it was so bright, and the energy of it, and it just, that bright light carried forward and went all the way across the Skywatch field
Yeah.
and took a right around your yurt and headed in the back 40,
Oh
and then
yeah.
it dimmed as it was going
I might have
back
got
40.
that on film. I'm not sure if I got that one, but I got one that last night. I got this massive gold ship. It was huge, and it came out here, and it came in from the I'd say the northwest, more north, and it came across this way and went right over the ranch, and then it came right down by the river and then turned and came right over my place, and I'm just right under it filming it the whole way.
Yeah, that's so
And
cool.
that's and Michael here, our audio guy and camera guy genius here, that he's got
Oh,
all of it. He's got all the latest footage, and we've put it all together. And this is stuff where they told us when and where they would come. They would say, we're coming in at this time, and this is whose ship it is. This is Vera with the Orion Council of Light, or Hayok ship, or one with Siavon with the Palladian ship. And they tell us when they're coming in. So we're out there with a the camera, and they come in right on time. Sometimes they're about 10 minutes late, you know, but they're usually right on time. And we're filming these massive ships coming over with pre-knowledge going, you know, we've been doing this for 40 years, and now they're still, oh, we got a fuzzy Tic Tac, you know, like this, and we know who's on the ships. We know who they are, their cultures, how their ancient history here with the Earth, or our ancestors. We have all that information, but it doesn't fit in the controlled narrative, you know.
So, would
So,
you say the activity has been ramping up?
oh God, there are fleets of ships now that we're filming, that I don't know which one to film. I go, there's one, oh, there's another one, look, there's another one, look. And sometimes I'll get five or seven ships in one frame, and they're just going every direction, coming down, they're coming down below the trees, treetop level stuff, and we're getting it all on film, you know. So I mean, I don't, this whole I think everything, this whole deep state, the whole ufology controlled narrative, the whole all this stuff is collapsing now. And the truth is going to come out on every level, and eventually, it's part of the planetary liberation and the awakening healing process. And nobody can stop it. It's too big, and it's the whole universe, and all the multidimensional beings are coming in to help us right now with this, So good luck stopping that, you know. So
Yeah,
I
it's a
think
big
there was probably like Mother Mary standing behind Trump, going dink, like this,
yeah.
dink, you know. Let's
Turn your
move
head just
this.
slightly.
Yeah.
Look
It's
over
probably whispering in his ear, hey. He
here.
turns around. Yeah. But that stuff does happen. I've seen it firsthand. It does happen. Right at the last minute, they'll move you out of the way. And that's their job. You know, that's what they do.
Yeah.
But anyway, well, thanks for everything
Thank
and all the
you.
great food and the workshop. And we got next. Anybody else want to come out that had an amazing UFO experience out there? Going once, going twice. Where's Jeff? We got another 5 minutes.
Hello. Hi,
Welcome.
James. How
Welcome
are
to
you
the show.
today?
Welcome back to the ranch.
Thank you. I'm very glad to be back.
I know you've seen some, had some crazy experiences here.
I've had a lot of very interesting experiences. I gotta say, life-changing experiences. I have so many, I don't know which one to talk about. What would you?
Well, some of the energy exchanges and the
Yes.
connections you made here, and not just with physical people, but non-physical, and the ships, the
Yes.
interaction with the ships, whatever you want to talk about.
Let's talk about the energies. 5 months ago, I never meditated. I didn't I wouldn't say he didn't believe in it, but I wasn't into any of that yet. Since then, through meditation and connecting with source and other higher dimensions or higher dimensional beings, my eyes have been opened. I just wish I would have done this a long time ago.
Yeah.
It's
Well, the
changed.
transpersonal release session really helped, started the process.
It has just been so eye-opening. I've devoted all my time and energy right now to just working on this because I'm so fascinated and I'm so thankful and very appreciative to have met James, Myra, Kathy, Jess, Michael, Colton. All you guys have been just great. And if there's anything I could share with everyone out there is, this is a wonderful place, and I think everybody should visit sometime in their life. I think it will change your whole opinion on this world.
The call or email first.
Yes,
We
call
don't want
email.
5 million people showing up here. Yeah, go to the
One more
website,
time.
check in.
He said it
But
that
I mean, you've seen some of the crazy shifts here too. I mean, you've said.
Yes, I mean it's just amazing. You feel, for the first time in my life, I feel like we are not alone in this effort. It's so gratifying to know that there's people, beings, entities that care.
Yeah.
And I think that's a great feeling.
I think people need to realize as dark as things get, there's even higher forces coming in that are so much lighter and so much more powerful. And but we got to do our part. We have to rise to the occasion. We have to ask for help and ask, initiate the experiences. And the more we do on a larger scale, the more we're going forward. That old saying, God helps those who help themselves. So as we're healing ourselves, dealing with our shadow side, releasing the past, choosing to live under universal law, the more they can come and help us. And the more we ask for help, they'll, if we just go a little bit, they're okay, they asked, they're waiting, to jump in and help. I call them cosmic cheerleaders, because they're doing dazzle duty up there to show people they're here
Yes.
and let people know that there is an alternative. There is other beings out there. And the people that, I mean, I had a monk here from Japan, and I'll never forget these feline beings appeared to him. And it was hilarious what he said, but he was just holding his chest. He was saying, so holy. All he could say was, so holy, so holy. So holy, and there's just so much love. And then he goes, sexy body, like this afterwards. And I started laughing so hard, because it was the two extremes. But I've had masters come here and connect with these beings, and they said, this is thousands of times stronger than any master I studied with,
I
and
agree. It's just this unbelievable amount of strength and power and
yeah.
joy, bliss, happiness. It's just.
And all they're here to do is activate our own power within us to remind us of who we are. They're not here to be worshipped. They don't want us to worship them or any of that stuff. They're not here to take any. They're just here to empower us to wake up and make our own personal connection with Creator and start behaving ourselves, be kind to each other, be kind and loving to the planet. I mean, that's their whole message. But everybody's making all these crazy religions out of it. And that's exactly what they don't want. But
Follow your heart.
yeah, exactly.
Your heart will not steer you wrong.
The whole universe is within you, and
Yes, it
which
is.
includes them.
Yes.
So, but it is that old program of external. I talk about that a lot. We look for love, acceptance, and approval externally. We're looking for these ETs to save us. We're looking for Jesus, Buddha, whoever, Babaji, to save us. And they will help us save ourselves if we're going in the right direction. They will assist us. But ultimately, none of them want to be worshipped because that diminishes your own personal connection with Creator. And so we need to realize that the big trap is external, that you're going to find love, acceptance, and approval outside and an external God. That's the biggest trap we're stuck in. And
Yes.
it's all comes from within. And that's where we need to go.
I agree. 100%.
I think I'm almost up. I'm out of time, so I'm going to have to sign off.
All right.
Thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you so much. That's
Great, Andy. And again, we're out of time, but it's just all about keeping an open mind, a loving heart, and pure intent, and just be a good person. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to make contact. I've seen the most innocent people walk out there and have amazing experiences. And that's all you got to do is just be kind to each other and be kind to the planet. It's not that complicated. And we know in our soul when we're outside of universal law. So again, universal law is just universal peace, brother, sister, love, individual freedom and prosperity for everybody. That's how the universe works. And the earth is going to go through a major reset. And we're in the middle of that. So it's going to be an exciting ride. So get your popcorn and hang on and enjoy the show. Anyway, have a great evening. Good night.